entertaining with you in the crowd. So entertaining makes you laugh out loud. When everyone said we should have our own show, it was so entertaining, so let's give it a go.
No, I'm not quite sure if you're talking about me. Jezebel is gone. But even if I was thrown over to your station, I will say you've got a fantastic voice. So I look forward to hearing more of it. And hopefully I will have the balls to put something on my podcast station. Gig. Now I'm trying to get, okay, and see.
Hi, so entertaining. It's Melissa Reyes at Ms. Meliz, and this is the sound of my soul. I just want to let you know that I am so proud of you guys. You ladies, you made it to top 10 almost. Top 11. You're numbered 11 right now when I looked at it, but I'm sure that in the next time I see you, you'll be in the top 10, and I know I'm just, I'm so happy for you. I knew you could do it. I just knew it. It's so much fun, and I'm so happy you're here. And everybody, if you're hearing this, I knew these girls before they ever even came to Anchor. I just want to say, they're awesome, and you're lucky that they're here, because they are going to brighten your days. And nights, too. Anyway, I'm rambling, but I just, so happy that I wanted you to win. I really did, but it's hard. It's really hard. And you guys do deserve every bit of glory.
Hey, what's up? This is Word Radio. Shout out to SO Entertaining. I appreciate the favorite. I look forward to hearing more from you, and I look forward to listening to more of what you ladies have to say. Peace and love, and happy holidays.
So entertaining. Thank you for the favorite, even though this is call-in is is pretty late. Don't know what I'm saying. Having a hard time constructing sentences. It is early on Monday morning. Just wanted to say thank you for the favorite, and I love your station. I think you guys are hilarious. So thank you.
Top of the morning, so entertaining. I appreciate you guys for favoring our podcast. This is Jay Scott from the Create Life Podcast. Hey, I look forward to listening to your station. Keep up the great work. Hey, major blessings and prosperity to you all in 2018. Peace.
Hello, ladies. This is Todd from Radical Real Life. I just enjoyed your performance, Real Life Peace. Number one pleasure, long showers. I celebrate that with you, too. And I actually enjoy a long tub, too, as I listen to my favorite talk or even watch a little video or something. So, what a wonderful place to be here on Anchor. Talk, see what people are doing in the littlest ways and in big ways. Look forward to hearing more what you're up to.
To you, cock-a-doodle-doo. This morning, oh my goodness, Emily, you should have seen my hair. It looked like I had been wrestling with the devil. Oh no, did we lose Emily? My cock-a-doodle broke anchor. Oh, I gotta go find her.
Top of the morning to ya! Is that better? Did you even hear anything I had been saying?
Nothing. And then I realized my headsets were turned off.
Oh, I was like, I was on, baby. I was on.
I was like, okay, well, let me turn them up. Let's see. And then you hung up. I was like, oops, sorry.
My mood. You know what? That's a funny thing. Maybe I should post it anyway. You should listen to my mood when I realize that you're not really there. I'm like, it goes,
man, I was all excited. Now I'm just dashed.
Oh my goodness.
Well, good morning, Lori. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
I already told you.
Well, are you back up again? Now we're connected. Are you like, ee, again?
I was meaning I told you on my other broadcast.
Oh. I'll go back and listen to that. No sense in wasting time and energy when it's already out in the universe, right?
All I know is I was thinking today about, well, I guess about goals. So,
okay.
You know,
well,
I kind of was
too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are towards the end of the year, but that's not normal for me. I'm not one of those New Year's resolution type of people. I'm just a what may come type of person. You know that.
Que sera, sera.
I named one of my dogs
will be.
For that song.
See?
Exactly. Okay, so those names are a little telling, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we just ended last night the anchor contest. And I don't know
yes.
who won. I'm sure it's not us. Although we were hustling. And it was our third time.
I'm proud of us. We haven't even been on anchor for a month.
You can only imagine if they do it one more time. We're like, we're bound to get it this time. I know. And like the first time, I totally knew I didn't hustle because I didn't even understand the rules or anything. And I think we should last 3 days. So
right.
I didn't really expect anything out of that. And then the second time, I don't know. Like, I guess I was like, when it ended, I was like, okay. We totally did not do what we could have done. So, and then
this third time,
I feel like I had a lot of fun with the hustle. Like, the goal was apparent to me by that time. The game was apparent to me. And really, with it only being 1 week, I was thinking in terms of goals, I think it's really important to break your goals all the way down to some small, maybe week-long goals that feel like big wins. Because I mean, I could continue doing this hustle as long as I have a goal that I'm going to.
Yeah.
And it's not so long-term, because I think the hustle without a goal equals burnout.
Yes. And you should celebrate all of your wins, because if you don't, it does lead to that burnout. So breaking it down piece by piece gives you little things to celebrate.
So, and we didn't really intend to be in a contest. Like, our thing was to be on social media and to make those contacts. And the contest actually just made it fun, like a game.
Right. And I do have to say, okay, even towards the end of the contest, we were coming up with really good ideas that if we had planned to be in the contest would have bumped us up even more.
Yes,
right?
High five on that. That's what I'm saying. If they would run it one more time.
Just one more for us, you guys. Come on, let's be able to prove ourselves. But I want you guys to know, like, I am such an anchor noob. I don't even understand how you guys get things dropping from the sky. Like, I'm listening to some of the stuff and a piano will fall or a book will fall. And I'm like, how did they do that? No clue.
Like, how do you delete something? And I'm like,
three buttons by
the
side.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, that goes through.
three buttons on the side, and as I'm thinking how to text it, she'll send me a picture, and it'll be some other page. So I'll send her the picture of the page,
and then I'm like, oh. Yeah, so, you know, all things considered, I am super duper proud of us. I am super duper proud of this community, proud of Anchor, because we're totally new, and I know Anchor is new too, but still, you get those clicks that you get comfortable in, and everybody's been so welcoming and encouraging and showering us with love, and it has just made me feel hugged.
And isn't it kind of cool that it seems like we've broken into a new circle?
Because yes,
it's not so saturated with all of our Periscope and Snapchat and Facebook people. Not to say that those people aren't on all those things. We just didn't circle them yet.
Yeah, exactly. And then people that we did know, but we didn't talk to as much because that crowd is not over here, we're getting to know them on a different level. And it's opening up really good friendships for us.
And on another note, but still Anchor. But still, yeah, still Anchor related. The last week, when I counted the leaderboard, the top 100, we were one of 10 stations that were run by women.
Yes.
And that today I counted, and there is a third of that leaderboard, like over 30, maybe 30.
Wow.
That's great.
That is wonderful.
In the female news.
You know, you guys, we got to bleed every month. We got to have cramps. We got to have the babies and go through the stretching and the sweating and the when the man flu. Let us enjoy this.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Because
it made me feel tired.
I really can't stand when things are normally pulled, the race card, the gender card, you know, for all things. But every once in a while, it is really good to embrace whatever is unique about you and just, you know, revel in it for a little bit.
See, and I have a slightly different take on it. I feel like just generally men have more time to hustle. And because of they have more experience with it.
Yes.
Not to say all men, and not to say all women don't, because I've seen some pretty hustling women out there. But if you're married and you have children, your hustle on business game is pretty low. You've got a high hustle on other things.
That's true. I have to agree with you on that. And I do have to say, like, I believe that you and I are getting a little bit of the support that in the past men have gotten from their family, because I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure. But with me, my husband is fully behind me on this endeavor.
Yeah.
So being able to fly out and spend 2 or 3 weeks with you to do something like that is something that traditionally women wouldn't be able to do because right. of their responsibilities.
Well, and before we get too far, let me finish, because I really wanted. No. It's okay. We know how we are. what I really wanted to do was highlight the male anchors, male sailors. I call you guys sailors out there.
I like that.
So, because a lot of times women don't know how to break into that community, and it feels intimidating. And I haven't felt that in Anchor.
Not at all.
Like, the men were, in fact, I think the first to reach out to me personally on my other station, and then we started this station probably only like two or three weeks.
And not in a creepy, slimy way, in a
very supportive
way.
Yeah. Very much like you when you move into a neighborhood and your neighbors come over and welcome you to the neighborhood, you know. So it felt very warm and sincere, and from a place of wanting it all to work.
not wanting to stomp you out of it.
You know what it reminds me of? When we're growing up, we are trained by our parents to think certain things, right? So one of the things that I learned was that rich people are snobby and they think they're above you and, you know, they just have this air about them, right? And then I started meeting some rich people that were so nice and so beautiful and wanting to help and accommodating. And it really like blew my mind that they were out there. It's kind of the same thing. Like you expect a certain something from men. And so this, it just opened your mind to the fact that not all of them are like that. You just get preconditioned.
Oh. Yeah. And I guess I could see where mine comes from, because as a child, I grew up in very, very small, like one room schools, not one room, you know, grades, one room schools. And so my competition, I guess, I am very competitive, and I don't know if it came from the boys I grew up with or if it's just was in me, and I was always the only girl. So it was always me and like one other boy or two other boys a lot of times, but not other girls. Well, I remember one classroom I was in, I think it was like seven boys and me.
Wow.
And so it became constantly every year just this competitiveness to be as good or better in each and every subject, because it was always like, oh, well, girls aren't as good, you know. And I
so you have to prove it,
right? And to the point where, like, to this day, I was even thinking this yesterday. I was like, why is it so important that I remember this? And I think this is the reason, because it validated that for me, that girls were just as good, was when they did the Stanford Achievement Test for all of the states. And I think I mentioned this to you before, and they did all of the different subjects, and my lowest achieving score was at fifth grade, it was a high school senior level math, and everything else was college level. So I mean, having that level of competition with just one or two other people and having a teacher all to yourself has really given me an edge scholastically, but I think it also made me incredibly competitive when it comes to men.
You know, I don't know, like that is, I could see how that does it for you. It does it for a bunch of people in different ways, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I was raised until a certain age that women can do anything they can do, if not better themselves, right? And my
competitiveness, I wasn't raised that way.
But in school.
No.
You were trying to always best the boys, right?
I was. Because
you wanted to prove that girls were better.
I was told in school because I went to very, very, very overly strict Protestant schools that no, women were not as good. I was on a daily basis told women were not as good and we could never be as good.
Yeah, well, see, my mom, like, she taught me that we were as good, and my grandma too, if not better, but the world around me was teaching me that we weren't. And so I found myself having to constantly prove that I could run faster, and it went all the way up. I remember being in management with Walgreens, and I wanted to be on the truck crew, and we worked in downtown Reno. So this supplied all the water for Burning Man. So we would get just full trucks of just water, and we would throw that stuff all day long. And I wanted to be there. So I had to be faster than all the guys. I had to be able to pull, you know, pick up most cases more than all the guys, catch the cases that were thrown to me. And finally it got to a point where I don't feel like I have to prove myself anymore, but I've always been in that environment.
Right.
But here on Anchor, it, like, I didn't even feel any urge to have to prove myself. I just 100% felt welcome, arms wide open.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, there was no proving in that contest. It was pure, like, exhilaration of the hustle. It was like, what can we come up with today? Every day it was what can we come up with? And I was enjoying it and trying to incorporate it with, at the same time, not
berating myself for not coming up with it before.
Right. And honestly, had we been able to plan, we would have a schedule, we'd have the alarm set, we'd know the topics ahead of time. And here we just thought we were gonna, like, you know, play around on Anchor for a little bit until we got it down. And we jumped in and all of a sudden we're like, boom, running. We are trained by our parents to think certain things, right? So one of the things that I learned was that rich people are snobby and they think they're above you. And, you know, they just have this air about them, right? And then I started meeting some rich people that were so nice and so beautiful and wanting to help and accommodating. And it really, like, blew my mind that they were out there. It's kind of the same thing. Like, you expect a certain something from men. And so this, it just opened your mind to the fact that not all of them are like that. You just get preconditioned.
Oh. Yeah. And I guess I could see where mine comes from, because as a child, I grew up in very, very small, like, one room schools, not one room, you know, grades, one room schools. And so my competition, I guess, I am very competitive, and I don't know if it came from the boys I grew up with or if it's just was in me, and I was always the only girl. So it was always me and, like, one other boy or two other boys a lot of times, but not other girls. Well, I remember one classroom I was in, I think it was like seven boys and me.
Wow.
And so it became constantly every year just this competitiveness to be as good or better in each and every subject, because it was always like, oh, well, girls aren't as good, you know. And I,
so you have to prove it,
right? And to the point where, like, to this day, I was even thinking this yesterday. I was like, why is it so important that I remember this? And I think this is the reason, because it validated that for me, that girls were just as good, was when they did the Stanford Achievement Test for all of the states. And I think I mentioned this to you before, and they did all of the different subjects, and my lowest achieving score was at fifth grade, it was a high school senior level math, and everything else was college level. So I mean, having that level of competition with just one or two other people, and having a teacher all to yourself, has really given me an edge scholastically. But I think it also made me incredibly competitive when it comes to men.
You know, I don't know, like, that is, I could see how that does it for you. It does it for a bunch of people in different ways, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I was raised until a certain age that women can do anything men can do, if not better themselves, right? And my
competitiveness, I wasn't raised that way.
But in school.
No.
You were trying to always best the boys, right?
I was.
You wanted to prove that girls were better. I was told in
school, because I went to very, very, very overly strict Protestant schools, that no, women were not as good. I was on a daily basis told women were not as good and we could never be as good.
Yeah, well, see, my mom, like, she taught me that we were as good, and my grandma too, if not better, but the world around me was teaching me that we weren't. And so I found myself having to constantly prove that I could run faster, beat, and it went all the way up. I remember being in management with Walgreens, and I wanted to be on the truck crew, and we worked in downtown Reno. So this supplied all the water for Burning Man. So we would get just full trucks of just water, and we would throw that stuff all day long. And I wanted to be there. So I had to be faster than all the guys. I had to be able to pull, you know, pick up most cases more than all the guys, catch the cases that were thrown to me. And finally it got to a point where I don't feel like I have to prove myself anymore, but I've always been in that environment.
Right.
But here on Anchor, it, like, I didn't even feel any urge to have to prove myself. I just 100% felt welcome, arms wide open.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, there was no proving in that contest. It was pure, like, exhilaration of the hustle. It was like, what can we come up with today? Every day it was what can we come up with? And I was enjoying it and trying to incorporate it with, at the same time, not berating myself for not coming up with it before.
Right. And honestly, had we been able to plan, we would have a schedule, we'd have the alarm set, we'd know the topics ahead of time. And here we just thought we were gonna, like, you know, play around on Anchor for a little bit until we got it down, and we jumped in and all of a sudden we're like, boom, running.
So entertaining. Emily, Lori, Barbara KB here calling in asking a question. If you were given unlimited amounts of money and unlimited resources, and you had the Anchor team in front of you, how would you suggest they market Anchor? Like, what would be your top three things? I'm asking some other folks here at Anchor as well. What would be the three things you think Anchor should do to market Anchor? To, you know, bring in more podcasters, bring in more listeners. What would you tell them to do to make this place grow? For podcasters, for listeners, and just be a great place for all people to just keep this act growing and going. No big specific tactics, but just sort of big picture kind of things. What would you think would make this app grow effectively? Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Hi, Barbara. This is Emily from So Entertaining. Okay, the question was, how would we market to help it to grow? That was the question, right? I had to give you this shout out because you called in. It was a great question. I am so new to Anchor. It's ridiculous. I don't know how to do anything on here except for talk. So that's what I stick to. I think if there was a how-to guide, that would be great. I love how it sets you up in the beginning, but then it just kind of leaves you to figure it all out on its own. I also think if you knew right away when you set up your podcast where it goes, because we're told it's connected to the other podcast platforms, but where exactly is that? So that, you know, we know where we're being heard. And number three, I guess, I'd have to think about that. Yeah, I really don't know. I'd have to think about that and get back to you. Okay, I thought about it and I came back. I think that a brilliant move would be to have an Anchor chat on Twitter, kind of like there is ChatSnap for Snapchat. And Twitter chats are really popular right now. I think that if Anchor got into the community and got a lot of the people who are active in the community, got them excited for a once a week Twitter chat where you could gauge all about the Anchor stuff, I think that would really, really help Anchor to get more noticed and more supported.
Just to let you guys know, I think you guys sound very good in this, and hope for the best.
Hello, hello, hello. This is KT with Voice TV, and I want to give a huge shout out to SO Entertaining. I mean, So Entertaining. I'm just kidding. But I want to return the love for you favoriting my station. Is that even a word, favoriting? I don't know, but I appreciate that, and I want to return that, and I want to say that I appreciate the positive vibes and a good energy that you all are bringing. Your episodes is real cool. I'm definitely going to stay tuned in, and I'm going to follow you. All right? Keep doing what you're doing. Much love. Peace.